Shopping with your Stanbic Visa card just got more rewarding. From groceries to gadgets, every swipe or tap could turn your everyday spend into something big. Between August 2025 and February 2026, Stanbic customers stand a chance to win their share of over 460,000 kwacha in prizes. Instant cashback, monthly trolley dashes, and exciting rewards along the way. The ultimate grand prize is waiting. A family holiday worth up to 300,000 kwacha for one lucky customer. So why are you cash? Swipe or tap your Stanbic Visa card today. Think smart. Go digital. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
1301 on Phoenix FM.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, school solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Mopani Copper Mines targets 3.8 million tons of copper ore production in 2026. One person killed and another critical after a Chingola shooting incident. And in global news, a drone strike near Dubai airport as Iran's president apologizes to Gulf nations for attacks. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Mopani Copper Mines has announced that it is targeting to produce about 3.8 million tons of copper ore this year as part of efforts to increase output and strengthen operations. Mopani Copper Mines Chief Executive Officer Charles Sakanya says the company will continue implementing policies aimed at enhancing production while promoting safety and culture change among workers. Mr. Sakanya says the mining firm intends to take advantage of favorable copper prices on the global market to boost production while ensuring safety standards are strictly followed. He was speaking during a pass-out ceremony for over 60 miners who completed the Tukachimfia Pamo Culture Change and Safety-Related Training Program in Mufulira.
Money is investing heavily in infrastructure. We signed 3 new shafts. We have built 1 new concentrator. All these winders are automatic. They can be accessed by the OEM from outside the country. You can hand over control. They can be controlled by the OEM. All finding is through PLC. And so it's very easy to find what the problem is compared to the old winders that were dependent on knowledge and skill. We have transformed. We've gone a level higher, incorporating AI solutions, electrical digital solutions in most cases.
Meanwhile, ZZMIH board chairperson Feston Sonda has urged miners at Mopani to champion the mine's transformation story and help address some misinformation about the company's performance. Mr. Musonda says the mining firm has recorded improved operations and expansion projects since International Resources Holding IRH took over, calling on workers to take pride in the progress being made.
So mining is the future for Zambia. For us as ZCCM, our priority is to look at partners. First of all, does it make commercial viability and the efficiency? And later on, the ESG, you know, the environmental, social and governance factors, we make sure that we do that, our partners live that the highest standard. I think Mopaling is a very good example in the mining sector in terms of employment. And on this trip where we were invited by management to come and visit, we have had a lot of high-level communication. And also you are aware that government, through the president, they have launched the local content policy. We are also here, one thing was to look at Mopaling, how are they responding to local content.
One person has died and another is battling for his life after a shooting incident in Chingola on the Copper Belt at Napmos Trading Area in Riverside Extension. Copper Belt Province Police Commanding Officer Mwala Yui has confirmed the incident, which occurred last night after a quarrel broke out between 29-year-old Francis Mbale and three unknown men who were drinking beer outside a bar. Mr. Yui says one of the men pulled out a pistol and shot 30-year-old Gift Chilambe, who died on the spot, and in the process also shot Mr. Mbale in the head. He says police officers on patrol rushed to the scene and found Mr. Chilambe's body with a gunshot wound to the chest, while Mr. Mbale was rushed to Mchanga North General Hospital, where he is admitted to the intensive care unit in critical condition. Mr. Yui said police have recovered two fired projectiles and have opened a murder and attempted murder docket while investigations are ongoing, with no arrests made so far. Zambia's ambassador to Japan, Tobias Mlimbika, is calling on local businesses to enhance their capacity and create a conducive environment for foreign partnerships. Ambassador Mlimbika believes this integration is crucial for boosting local expertise, creating employment and driving national economic growth. He has cited President Hakainde Hichilema's 2025 visit to Japan, which yielded tangible results, with 21 Japanese companies expressing interest in exploring investment opportunities and collaborations with Zambian firms. Ambassador Mlimbika made these remarks in an interview with Phoenix News on the sidelines of the Japan-Zambia Business Forum held in Lusaka last evening.
We need to continue engaging with our colleagues. We need to build capacity within our business companies so that they can engage with big companies to be able to set up companies. So I think the most important thing is that we need to start creating capacities and create an environment for them also to participate and to own the business.
Meanwhile, Japan External Trade Organization JETRO Africa Region Executive Director Matova Shintaro emphasized the need for diversifying economic partnership by mutually exporting finished goods, fostering a balanced and mutually beneficial trade relationship.
We need to diversify as a relation, not just export from Japan to Zambia, but we need to import something from Zambia as well, and also trade and investment always, both ways. So mutual benefit, the win-win situation is more important. So that is why we are looking at the other sectors which has the business potential for the Japanese investors.
And Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, Zambia Chief Representative Dr. Ono Tomoko noted that Zambia's youthful population presents a significant business opportunity, especially for an aging society like Japan. An 11-year-old girl has been indecently assaulted by her 30-year-old stepfather, identified as Alex Kumwenda, in Chama District, Eastern Province. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba says the incident was reported to Chama Police Station last evening by the victim's mother, who is also the suspect's wife. In a statement, Mr. Mwemba says brief facts of the matter are that on 27th February 2026, at 16 hours, the victim knocked off from school and found her stepfather at home.